the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That's how I feel about today.
What fun.
Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to one and to all.
I think my daughter's childhood is officially over.
What do you mean?
She's eight.
What? It's very dramatic.
School holidays. And she stayed up last night watching The Masked Singer. And she fell asleep on the couch.
Yes.
And I realised I couldn't pick her up and carry her
Sarah,
to bed anymore.
Get out. You can't pick up your eight-year-old.
She's very tall.
No, Sarah,
very
come
tall.
On.
And so I made her wake up and walk to her bedroom. But don't you reckon, like, that's a sign when your childhood is over, when you don't get picked up and carried to your bedroom? Like, remember when you were little and you'd fake falling asleep in the car?
Oh, yes, it was the best.
Just so Dad could carry you up to bed. And I still do that with Will sometimes and it doesn't work. I'll be like, carry me over the threshold like you did on our wedding
night. That doesn't happen for tall girls. It's the most awkward thing ever.
Bumped my head and he heaved and kind of went, oh, which ruined the romance.
I can't believe you can't carry an eight-year-old child. I need to check your bone density.
Get some milk.
There's lots of things that are making a comeback, Sarah, these days, like
Spice Girls,
high-waisted mum jeans.
Mm. All things that are unnecessary, in my opinion.
Well, Sarah, I'm wearing them right now. How dare you?
And I've told you how I feel about them before.
Anyway.
Just because your girl crush Elle Ferguson wears them doesn't mean you should either. She's 15 years younger.
She is not. Anyway, I digress. There's something else making
it come. How much did you pay for them?
Oh, my God. Are you my dad?
They were $5 from Kmart.
They were not, FYI.
She literally bought the same pair Elle Ferguson were wearing.
I'm just looking her up right now. Sorry.
All right. Continue.
They were from General Pants, and you know what? They're the best jeans I own, so stuff you. Anyway, so here's something else that's making a comeback. Ye of little fashion sense. Okay, scurvy.
Oh,
scurvy, the disease.
As
is
in,
I'm
on a boat. I have no oranges and
correct,
I've got scurvy.
Correct. Scurvy is making a comeback because of the rise and rise of picky eaters and beige meals. People are... is this Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's all I had.
People are eliminating so much from their diets these days. Also, people eat crap like just chicken nuggets and chips, things with zero colour.
This is interesting.
Children are picky and scurvy is back. I've also heard an urban myth that a group of college students, uni students in Queensland, tried to test the theory and eradicated all vitamin C from their diet to see who could catch scurvy first.
And?
I don't know. I didn't. Well,
wow.
Obviously.
Thank you. No context scurvy story. Thank you, Lee.
Well, they're probably still testing it. I said that there's no result.
But you
yet.
Would have to. Everything has vitamin C in it. Like even 10 potato French fries would have a smidgen of vitamin C. You would literally be so backed up with lack of fiber that you couldn't function. I don't believe that you could deliberately get it. Like, on purpose, why would you do that?
I actually find it quite interesting as well, because you think of society, I feel like we're all going very healthy, very, like, vegan, so it's interesting that it's happening now.
Yes.
I feel like there's a healthy push on at the moment. Like, sure, maybe 10 years ago.
Maybe 200 years ago, more like.
I don't know if there were pirates 200 years ago.
Do you reckon they were around 10 years ago?
We don't have our timelines right. It's those
I'm
two
the
girls.
Captain now.
Good morning.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
They may want it that way. I want to find out something.
What?
That was a segue. That was a song segue.
Why do you insist on doing
what?
Those
it's because
lame
if this show crumbles,
segues.
This is me proving I can be a mornings or an afternoon announcer.
Oh, she wants to be a solo jock. I get it. Workdays with Sarah.
And I just do lame segues in and out of songs.
131060, call now for the secret sound. Don't do that.
Don't confuse our dear listeners.
Right.
What do you want to find
out? The Get Up is the song that's blowing up the charts. And, of course, Blanco Brown has been in Australia recently. He's been interviewed left, right, and said, do you know the song? This is it. Cowboy Boogie. Now, I must have watched the film clip 57 times over with my girls. We've all been learning the moves. Yes, I say we. I've been learning the moves too. But there's a section in the song, a snippet. I don't know what on earth he says, but my girls are crumbling into fits of laughter whenever he says this. Because they think it's pigeon poo. Pigeon poo.
Of course children would think that.
Right? But what the hell is that word? Because it's not on the lyrics.
It's not. I've checked the lyrics. I love going into lyrics of songs. It's not there. I think he's saying, play it again. I think he's saying peekaboo with a weird G intonation.
Is it not just like a record? Like a...
Or a wickaboo. Yeah, or that. Yeah, whatever that is.
He was in the country not long ago. We should have thought about this and asked him.
Well, I know. This is probably the question that's triggering a lot of people into wondering what the hell he's saying. What do you think it is, Aaron? You've got a music brain.
Wickaboo.
Wickaboo. Again, Aaron? Sorry? Just you? I think it's definitely pigeon poo. Pigeon poo.
Pigeon poo. But why would he be saying pigeon poo?
It's a weird one.
For the children.
For the children.
He's appealing to all demographics and markets.
No, only that one, because the song is, you know, it's a fun song, but it's a children's song.
It's not a children's song.
It is a children's song.
It is a children's song.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. It's a real mix of country and...
Children's.
Yeah, I know, children's.
And, no.
Yeah, it is. It's for little kids. It's
you mean to tell me that if you were young and in the club and that song came on...
I'd walk out.
That you... that you wouldn't be doing a two-step...
I'd turn the lights back on and just walk out.
Like in a club, do you mean like a crèche
club? You wouldn't
club?
Like throw down, take a sip.
Like a daycare?
Do you mean a blue light disco?
Come on, this is a song for adults. This is
adults
a dance song.
Who are with
okay,
children.
This is like the equivalent, like it's a great song, don't get me wrong, but it's G-rated. And like Sarah, everything that you do in life is G-rated, which is why you love the song.
Well, what the hell kind of song are you getting up and dancing to?
My neck, my crack. I'm happy to report that I am now 8 days into my recovery of my broken foot, an avulsion fraction that happened to me
while you were just walking.
While walking. I stepped in the terrifying substance that is loose gravel.
I mean, I don't know if you watch Old People's Home for four-year-olds, but they were very scared of steps. And that's what happens as you age. You become very cautious, just the simple act of moving. And that
results
exactly is what happened to you,
a broken ladies. Metatarsal that has me wearing a moon boot for 6 weeks. I'm now down to 5 weeks, but I'm happy to report, guys, that I've done away with the crutches.
Yes.
Because I don't need them anymore, okay?
Well,
they said to me that I have to not weight bear. And I took that advice for about 48 hours, and then I thought, this is... This is not necessary.
I
feel that I heal at a different rate than most people.
I don't know how I became friends with such a stupid rebel who goes against the advice of medical professionals who have, you know, a hex debt that we could only have nightmares about.
It's called logic.
It's not logic.
It is.
It's called study. It's called science. It's called healing.
The logic is that I saw the x-ray. I know what kind of break this is. It doesn't, no bones have been displaced. It's a clean
break.
What
did you do? Did you put some crystals around it and sit in the moonlight?
No, you know I don't believe in that
crap. Did you do a bit of
Reiki? What I do believe in.
So you don't believe in that crap and you also don't believe in the Western medicine science of this needs to be in a moon boot for 6 weeks. You need to not weight bear for 6 weeks.
I'm in the moon boot. I was getting more injury from the crutches. That's not necessary. That's not good for my mentality.
Why are you holding back on what you told
mentality?
Me yesterday?
What?
Which was that you were going to do away with the moon boot.
I am. Well, I reckon by week three, the moon boot will have done its job.
We need an intervention
and
here.
I have rapid healing properties.
You don't.
I do, guys. I can feel
you
it.
You don't. Because like, you never would have broken your gammy little foot in the first place.
No,
if you were that strong.
No, that's an injury that happens to a lot of athletes. Don't hate me. Don't hate me because even though I'm not an athlete, my body thinks it is an athlete.
You're pretending to be like Sally Pearson jumping over hurdles. You literally put your foot on a paver and went down like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, and they said that happens to athletes.
She thinks she's a superhero.
I do. No, I'm just saying.
I can't handle you.
I've Googled it and they've said that the healing of a metatarsal is dependent on the individual's pain threshold. Okay, what you think you can handle. I'm telling you, I don't need the bloody crutches. I'm into week two. Week three, I might get rid
of the boot. This is why it's a good thing your mother actually is deaf, so that she can't hear the stupidity that she has bred with your father. Okay, because this is a ridiculous mindset and I won't let you do it. I'm sick of waiting on you hand and foot, literally.
Just remember, if we were in an apocalypse, who would carry your sorry ass?
You know what? I'd leave you to the wolves now in your current state.
I don't need
you. You can't carry me until that foot is better.
Those two girls.
Remember a few weeks ago when I brought up the new trend of plant fluencers? So people who are raking in the big bucks with book deals and telly shows and social media endorsements because they can successfully grow greenery.
Yes, well, I think it's a very popular hobby in millennials and young people to have a house full of greenery.
Are you right? Yeah, I know, that's just what I said.
Yeah.
Are you repeating things back to me?
I was distracted. What I
wanted to bring to your attention is that I... Oh, God, she's gone. What?
She's done.
Is that I tried to get in on that action.
You're too old, Sarah. You're too old. Why are you getting in on millennial action?
Well, because
that's
I don't really have much else happening on my personal Instagram page, right?
It's I know that. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
So I thought, right, I'll get some plants involved.
Your last post was about a vase with daisies on it.
They were irises. And I bought a maidenhair fern 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it was a rookie plant error because those things live like they're in a coma, okay? They're hanging between life and death on any given day. And I have done everything right by that plant.
Okay.
It's like a toxic friend where you give and give and give and it just keeps taking and you're
Sounds
never good
familiar.
Enough.
Okay. I am the human equivalent of a maidenhead.
That's right. And I'm a bougainvillea. I just keep growing with cover.
With thorns.
You can try and cut me down, but I'll keep coming back.
In anyway, personality and leg hairs.
Do you know what? This stupid maiden hair fur, let this be a lesson to you, Lise. I ended up burning it.
What?
What?
I was so angry I took a match to it. Traitorous bastard of a plant. So you just watch yourself. If you're the maidenhair fern
it's
of my friendship
violent.
Group. Yeah, well, apparently it's a bit of back burning. It might regenerate. We'll see. Just
gonna
watch yourself.
Let it burn.
I'm going to burn my fern. Oh.
Gonna burn my fern. Guys, a beautiful story, heartwarming tale to finish the day.
Every time you open with a feel-good story, it's terrible. It's never gone well.
Yeah, our warning bells are ringing.
Well, I will say it's highly depressing, but there's a good... It is. It's probably the saddest thing I've ever read in my life, but it turns good. Hang in there with me.
Quite the feel-good
story. It's a tale about an orangutan named...
Why is it always animals?
Wait. Can you say that word again? Orangutan. I don't know how you say orangutan. You literally said orangutan.
Well, that's how it's bloody spelt, Sarah.
Turned
myself off. Orangutan.
What about the orangutan?
What am I supposed to say? Orangutan? It's not. You don't say it with a G.
Orangutan. All right, tell us this story.
Okay, this beautiful orange utan. Named Sandra. Guys, let me tell the story. This is serious. Okay.
So Sandra the orangutan.
Okay, this is the first animal to be granted human rights so that she can begin a new life in Florida.
What?
Okay, she's 33 years old and she's led a horrible life imprisoned in an Argentinian zoo. Okay, she was ripped apart from her family. She was put in solitary confinement. She used to put a rag over her head so she didn't have to see humans. Then she had a baby. They took her baby away from her. Okay? She was living a miserable
life. What kind of story is this about poor Sandra?
Wait, Sandra? Sandra is the first non-human with the right to liberty. And on Friday, she was moved to a beautiful new place in Florida to live out her retirement years with other orangutans, with 21 other orangutans. Okay? This is beautiful. I mean, after spending her life alone, trying to avoid the public and a baby ripped away from her, sold to an animal park in China, her baby was taken.
Okay, that's a good story. Can you say now koala? She's say koala.
Koala.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Back to the orangutan.
I mean, have you always had a problem pronouncing that word, Lise?
I always used to say it, orangutan. Okay?
Can you bring up Siri, Aaron?
Orangutan. Oh. And then someone pointed out that there is no G, so you're not saying it correctly. It's orangutan. 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 I don't know how to bloody say it, so I'm confused. I know it sounds weird when I say it.
It sounds so weird. But well, how do you say it? Like Moe and Moet?
Is it? How do you say it? Do you say it with
a
G?
Well, I think I say it with a G. Orangutan.
Like orangutan.
I think that's how I say it.
That's how I used to say it, but now I'm self-concho.
Wait there one second, concho.
Orangutan.
See? See how they say it just with the tan?
You're still not doing it right.
You were saying orangutan. Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
But they don't say tang, is my point, Sarah. And I think we're incorrect in saying orangutan.
I think I say, how do I say it? Orangutan.
Yeah,
I kind of say it like
tang.
The N is
no,
just like,
you don't.
It's not
you
a
don't.
Definite.
Oh. No, you
it's
did before.
Orangutan.
No.
Orangutan.
See, they clearly say they end in an N.
But I think you were saying it is orangutan.
No, orangutan.
It did sound like you were making a ragu.
How good is a lamb ragu?
I thought you were about to say an orangutan ragu.
Me too.
Oh.
Stop.
We might just call it there, I think.
Please do.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.